the Lord, O my soul, and all that is. Bless his holy name. He is worthy to be praised. Thank you for joining us tonight with the Divine Connection Prayer Line. We pray that as we continue to come together and intercede and stand in the gap for others and the nation and for one another and for the church and for our families and for those that need healing and deliverance, but we cast all our cares upon the Lord because he cares for us, and we stand in on the word that says, effectual fervent prayers of the righteous does avail much, and any two stand touching and agreeing, oh, glory to God, how the Lord will move in our midst. We just have to have the trust, as the word of God says in Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, trust in the Lord with all our heart and lean not to our own understanding. In all our ways, acknowledge him, and he'll do the directing of our path. So many times we preach that, we sing that, we prophesy that, we testify that, and we don't do that. We'll take a part of it, and we'll stand on the word for what God says in this. But then again, some will say, well, look, I got this, JC. We resort back to our own flesh and handling matters or situations and circumstances. And then we try to find out what happened, what's going on, what took place. But he already told us and so forth like this, that a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. The only way to please him is through faith. And then when we come to him, believe that he is God and reward of them that diligently seek him, but we can't do it on a part-time basis. We can't serve him and serve mammon. We can't serve him and eat off two tables. We cannot serve two masters. We got to be in a place that we really trust the Lord. Not saying that we're not going to have dilemmas and trials and circumstances and situations beyond our control or sometimes make us feel like where he is, but we have to keep speaking to that mountain, keep speaking to that situation, keep speaking to that circumstances and trust God's word and believe his report because he says many are the afflictions of the righteous, but he delivers out of them all. John 10:10 says the thief came to steal, kill, and destroy, but he came to give life and life more abundantly. So we have to be in a place, in a position that no matter what goes on, what takes place, what transpires, God, you're still who you say you are, and your word is not going to go out void, as you already promised, that it's going to accomplish, achieve everything that you set it out to do. So we must put ourselves in a position or reposition ourselves that no matter what goes on, Lord, I trust you. Circumstances may happen and the winds may blow, turbulent times and tossing to and fro because of certain circumstances where the enemy will try to get us all caught up and bombarded with so much that he'll have us wavering and whatever, but we got to be to a point. Nevertheless, God, your word said, it is written. The word of God let us know that man shall not live by bread alone, but every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. So when we are standing in the gap and praying and interceding, glory to God, and intervening on other people's behalf and as well as ourselves and the circumstances and things that go on in life, we have to have that assurance that when we stand praying, we believe what we pray for, that we're going to receive it, as it says in Mark 11. We have to stand on it and then also do what the word says, that if we have any ought against anyone, anything that's in our heart against anyone, then we must forgive in order for our Father to forgive us, because that can hold up our prayers. So nevertheless, we must know that prayer, as one preacher says, is not an activity, but it's a responsibility. Again, prayer is not an activity, but prayer is our responsibility. So as we stand in the gap tonight and pray and intercede on the behalf of God's people, the nations, and like I said, it's the drug trafficking that's going on, the homosexual acts and the unclean spirits that are out and loose and coming in, tormenting and agitating, aggravating suicide and people and so forth with murder and genocide and have so much that's going on that we have human trafficking is getting ridiculous. We're standing on the word for change, transformation. And in order for this to take place, the believers, as the body of Christ, as we pray for unity and pray, glory to God, for healing and deliverance there, that we will walk in the power and authority and demonstrate it through what God has already given us through these weapons, then we're going to see a miraculous move of God. But until then, we're going to be hitting and missing. So we're trying with everything in us as the body of Christ come together. We're going to see more miraculous healings and deliverance and seeing the power of God being manifest in a mighty way. So at this time, as we prepare ourselves for prayer tonight, just want, praise God, for us to keep in mind what we're praying for, that we're going to stand in faith till we see the manifestation. We're not going to be moved by what we see or what we feel or what we heard concerning the report, believing God's report until he tell us otherwise. Prayer is not an activity. Prayer is our responsibility. Told us not to cease from praying. And so as we pray by faith and no glory to God, and we stand in faith and trust the Lord, that we pray for is going to come to pass according to his will in the name of Jesus. Our scripture reading will be coming from the 12th chapter of Romans and the second verse. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And do not be conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your minds, that you may prove that what is good and acceptable and the perfect will of God. We want to be able to stand and let this body, this vessel be transformed into the image of God, and that means the flesh got to die, be crucified, mortified, so that when we can take on the image of Christ through his word, and then that we can speak and decree and declare and stand fast on what his word say, and then we can bind and loose and curse and counsel the assignment of the enemy. So we, with that power and that authority, we can be able to walk through this journey on this earth realm to get accomplished what God wants done in Jesus' name. So at this time, we're going to open up our prayer with healing, and I'll start with the prayer for healing, and after that, if whenever Pastor Bird comes on, if she's available, then she will be praying for our nations, for ISIS, for Iraq, and for America's heart to be changed and return back to God. And God, we trust Mother McCormick with human trafficking, Pastor Bird, Apostle Burton, when she comes on, we will believe in the Lord for her to pray for this body. I'm telling you, we need deliverance, we need healing, we need unity, we need for us to be in position, and those that need to be repositioned so we can walk in that authority for healing and deliverance and whatever else that's needed at this hour and this time with all these crises that are going on. Too many people want to call on the Lord when they want him to be the Christ of the crisis, but they don't want him to be Lord. So we need a change, and we need unity. We need healing. We need deliverance. We need power of forgiveness in the body so we can be effective. So that's that transforming to the renewing our minds. I will go ahead and take on praying now for the healing of the body. I mean, healing for the physical body, spiritual body, for the mind and whatever. So, Father, in Jesus' name, as we come in your presence tonight, we come glorifying your name, glorifying you, magnifying you, coming to lift up your holy name and give you praise and honor. There is none like you. You are such an awesome and marvelous and wonderful God. God, we thank you for being our Messiah. We thank you for being our healer. God, we thank you that the blessings of the Lord added rich and making no sorrow. We thank you, Lord God, that we can call upon your name and call on your name with faith to know, glory to God, that what we pray for, it shall be done. Forgive us, Father, for any offense against your word, any transgression, even in our thought mind, our thought pattern, if it's not lining up with your word. Forgive us that we may, glory to God, renew our minds with your word. Father, we pray for healing in the body of Christ, and we pray for healing in the world. We pray for healing for those, glory to God, are tormented with so many sickness and disease that have come up against their body, especially that spirit of cancer. We're hearing cancer, strokes, and heart attacks, and they're just running rapid. It's been already out there, and those are tools of the enemy for destruction. We know in your words that by your stripes we will heal, even for us to take on that for as believers. You did all of that on the cross for us. God, we are praying, glory to God, as you gave us power to pray for those that whether they're in the body of Christ or whether they don't know you in the part of their sins, that, God, that we can pray and believe, God, for their healing, believe, God, for their souls I mean, for their minds and so forth to be delivered and for them to come into the knowledge of the power of the truth of what God's word is saying about them for salvation, even for their healing. We pray for those, glory to God, that have mental illnesses and mental challenges and different various things that the enemy has come to try to torment and bring bipolar and all kind of other different kinds of diseases and different other things that cause their mind to be. We know some things are medically, glory, that chemical imbalance and all kinds of things that the adversary has come. We know those things come from the enemy because you already have already paid the price, and you from the beginning never wanted us to be sick and being, glory to God, even ended up in hell because of the fact that we turn our back and didn't want to accept you as Savior and Lord. God, you have a plan for us, and it's for good and not for evil, to give us that expected and to bless and to prosper. We know that it's a trick of the enemy to have our bodies tormented with pain through, whether it be through lupus, whether it be through heart attacks or strokes and aneurysms and all kinds of stuff and kidney problems and bladder problems and gallbladder problems and things, glory to God, going onto the blood system and glory, all kinds of diseases. Some things people don't even have an answer. The doctors and researchers and scientists don't even have an answer, even for glory to God, to even know some of the names of some of the things that has come into the land and come into people. And some people whether they're going through with their flesh being eaten right in the form, there's some kind of disease that's causing their flesh to be eaten up. We know this comes from the enemy. We bind up the forces of the enemy and take authority over him and curse and cancel his assignment and command him to loose his hold off of those, glory to God, that's trying to live holy, trying to live right. And even for those that are innocent and things that are just happening to them beyond their control, God, we just pray. We pray for a divine healing, but we pray even for the body even more so as this attack, that all these diseases that are coming upon us, glory to God, ought not be so because of what you've already did at Calvary, what you've already did, glory to God, even though we know some things has come through, has filtered in through sin as well. God, we are praying for whatever doors has been opened that it'll be closed. We are praying for repentance. We are praying for conviction. We are praying, glory to God, for those that have heartache and disappointment and all kinds of torment, glory to God, from hurt and abuse and various things that have transpired in their lives that got them to that place and so forth like this, right? They can't seem to go forward because if they're not overwhelmed by the mental stress of everything they're going through with their stress of the body, they're going through with, to the point where the enemy is, there's no life after this. There's no way, glory, I'm going to get through this. Or just the heartache and the oppression and depression through this sickness, thinking I can't come out of it. So that even add worse to the fact, to add to the agreement with the enemy to bring them down or to take them out. God, we are praying for a change. We are praying for a miraculous move of your hand from across these demonic and satanic forces that are at work in the name of Jesus. And any open doors that even from rebellion or stubbornness or anything else that opens some doors for some other things for affliction in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, and even for those that are afflicting others and causing some of this pain and causing some of these things to come against others because of things that they've done to that person to injure them, to hurt through betrayal or injury through heartache, through other things that have transpired. God, we know you're a God that is a healer and deliverer. Some things, glory to God, we know that, you know, there's a penalty for sin, there's a penalty, you know, for some things that are transpired, but some of this is not from sin. Some of it that's taking place, we know, is nothing but an enemy that's attacking the bodies and doing some things to break people down and to make them feel like there is no God and no way out. So, God, we're asking you, Lord God, to heal. We're asking you, Lord God, to deliver. We're asking you, Lord God, to bring an awareness, to bring awakening. We're just asking you, Lord God, for healing. God, even for some that we know, glory, that we're standing the gap for, to speak in life to them, that they'll be raised up from that bed that the enemy is calling from affliction and that bed of death, glory to God, and that assignment that's upon their lives that the enemy has come in. Go, we curse and cancel that assignment. We bind up the forces of the enemy and command him to loose his hold off of their mind, off of their bodies, in the name of Jesus. Even for some of us that are standing in the gap and believing you for others, God, we believe in you for you to do the healing in our bodies, but we're standing to do what you said, seek first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness. Everything else will be added. So we're believing you, glory to God, for move of God like never before. God, we are thanking you, Lord God, for the power of forgiveness. And even some that go over to God from things that may be going on in the body as well, even from unforgiveness that has created some things that, glory to God, that is causing some problems and some situations because that have not let go and let God in the name of Jesus. God, we know what your word says. We know, glory to God, the power of prayer. We know, glory to God, that we can stand together in agreement. But God, we know, glory to God, there's some that's just determined, glory to God, they're not going to believe you and not going to come forth in allowing you to do the work in them. But God, we're standing to ask for mercy. We're asking, glory to God, for your divine grace. We're asking you, Lord God, for an awakening for the hearts and minds of those who are to get back in a place of faith, and those that don't have faith, that they're awakened so they can get the faith to be able to stand on God's word and stand on his truth. So God, we just believe in you right now for healing. We believe in you for deliverance. And God, help us as we pray and stand in the gap, that we don't get to wavering. We don't start allowing doubt, and we don't start, glory to God, making judgments on who we think going to live and who's not going to go through this. And because it looked like the last situation, and when I knew someone, God, help us to trust you with everything is in us until you tell us otherwise. Help us to come with the power of agreement, because you said, how can two walk together unless they agree? We can't be two or three of us agreeing and the other one, well, I don't know, but maybe, but I'll pray. We bind that up in the name of Jesus. We standing in together in the gap, that glory to God, these things that we are praying for shall come to pass. We are thanking you right now, glory to God, for the power of prayer. We are thanking you for that anointing that destroys yokes. We are thanking you for your word, glory to God, that is truth, that's going to come in, and that creative word that can come in, create. It can, glory to God, extend a limb. It can create and do some work on the heart and create a new heart, a new valve. It can come in and do, glory to God, if people have heard what a lung was missing, and glory to God, and you turn back around and created another. Glory, you can create another kidney. You can cause that kidney to function, glory to God, that's in there. You can cause, glory to God, hallelujah, the eye, glory to God, to come open no matter what the enemy has said, the ear to come open, glory to God, no matter what the enemy says. God, we stand firmly on what your word says, not on what our feelings and what our emotions says. God, I'm asking you right now in the name of Jesus, as we come in agreement to see at this hour and this time, to see miraculous miracles taking place, not sporadically across the country, but hearing miraculously happening right in our, glory to God, churches, right here in our homes, glory to God, that we can lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Sometimes we can just send a word out. The word has no distance. It can go all around the globe, over in Asia, over in Africa, over in Europe, all glory to God in Florida, over back, glory to God in Alaska, wherever is needed, glory to God. Hallelujah, South America, North America, wherever, glory to God. So we can trust and believe you for change and a deliverance and a healing. It shall be so, because your word, when it go out, it will not go out void. Help us to not pray vain prayers, but help us, glory to God, to know this hour and the time that we're in, that we need to pray and pray without ceasing. We need to pray and stand in the gap, Lord. We need to pray, glory to God, and speak to this mountain. We need to pray, glory to God, and walking in forgiveness. We need to pray and stand, glory to God, firm with the expectancy, anticipation, and glory to God, assurance that whatever God's word says, glory to God, when we speak it and decree and declare, because it is so, that it will come so. In the name of Jesus, God, help us to not to walk in, glory to God, a double-mindedness. God, help us to walk, glory to God, not in unforgiveness and expect you to move. Help us to not to walk in fearfulness. Glory to God. Help us to walk with assurance to know, glory to God, we are more than a conqueror, and we, glory to God, have the power and authority to speak and decree and declare some things and to live a life holy. We got to be a covenant keeper, not a covenant breaker, to see the mighty move and the hand of God in operation. God, we just thank you, Lord God, that we will sound the alarm in the name of Jesus, and help us to walk in holiness and righteousness. Help us to walk in the courage, glory to God, and help us to know that we have the power to take authority over the forces of the enemy and not to be afraid of what he's saying and what he's doing in the media, what he's saying because we hear about cancer, because we hear it coming up in the body of Christ, because we see it, glory to God, in this ugly head and how the things that it does to a body. We come against, glory to God, the force of the enemy. Every time you look around, we're hearing things, glory to God, where people dying early, and glory to God, the enemy put our life sentence on them, and next thing you know, glory to God, they're out of here. He wants to cause us to fear, but we're going to only fear and reverence God. We don't stand on his word and take authority over fear. When we see it creeping up or trying to come in or whispering out here, we plead the blood of Jesus and bind him up and take authority and send him back to the dry place from whence he came. Speak and decree and declare what God says in the name of Jesus. So, God, we just bless you today for deliverance and healing, and thank you, glory to God. In you we live and move and have our beings in the name of Jesus. We shall live and not die and declare the works of the Lord until that hour and that time that you say, and you release us in the name of Jesus. So, God, we glorify you, we magnify you, we exalt your holy name. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen and amen. At this time, if Pastor Bird is on the land on the line to pray for our nation's insecurity in Iraq and ISIS and whatever. Is she so? If so, would you open your line up now for to pray? And if not, then we'll ask Pastor Burton and then Mother McCormick. At this time, Pastor Bird, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay, then. We'll have you to go ahead and pray now, then.
Hallelujah. Our God, we just give you glory. We thank you for this beautiful and wonderful day, God, that you have made. We're going to rejoice and be glad in it. God, we thank you because you're worthy, and you are worthy to receive glory and honor and power. God, you are the creator of all things. Everything was made by you and for you, Father God. So we just want to give you praise today. Father, we thank you for every day that you've given us to live. We thank you for life, God, and we thank you for abundant life. Father, we thank you today that we are able, Father God, to walk around in freedom. And God, we know that some things go on in this country, God, where kids are getting killed every day, adults are getting robbed, and a whole lot of stuff is happening. But Father, there are people in the other countries, God, that persecution have gone another level, something that we read about and we see it on TV. Father, but we really don't know what's going on. But God, we do thank you for your protection. We thank you for keeping us. We thank you, Father God, for not letting hurt, harm, or danger come upon us nor all the dwellings, Father God. So, Father, we just want to say thank you as we lift up Syria and all of those countries, Father God, who face death every day. We are praying for their protection, dear God. We are praying for their strength. We are praying for their courage, God, as they face death every day. God, it's not just from ISIS that they face the death, but they face it, God, from diseases and hunger and other stuff. But God, we know that you are God. You still rule, you still reign, and you are still in charge. God, you told us that these days would come, Father God, where wars, we would have wars and rumors of wars. People becoming against one another. God, we are in that time now. But you also said, if my people who are called by my name would humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways and seek my face, then would they hear from heaven and I would heal their land. So, Father God, we just lift up those countries up to you now in the name of Jesus. God, we know that you can do all things up there. You are still God. You are still superior. You are still supreme. You rule and you reign, Father God. You said in your word that you put kings in position and you tear them down. So, God, help man to know that however bad we have become, God, that you're greater than that. And that you are able to turn this situation around right now in the name of Jesus. ISIS can be brought down. They are not greater than God. So, Father, we are praying that you give our government and even other governments, Father, who have come against them, give them strategies, Father God. Show them how to go in and how to go out. Show them how to conquer the enemy, Father God. It is doable. But it's doable through you, Father God, because we can do all things through you but fail. So, Father, we ask that the government, the soldiers, and everybody, Father God, that they begin to fall on their knees and call upon the name of Jesus, the one that is able to deliver them, the one that is able to keep them, the one, Father God, that is able to turn this whole situation around. So we ask now, Father God, for praying men and women in all the militaries, Father God, men and women that know you, men and women that are after your heart, Father God, men and women who stand for righteousness, dear God, in these last days, in the name of Jesus. And we are praying, Father God, that you will raise up a voice now like never before, Father God, that will speak out and will speak the truth. And because when the word go out, you decreed and declared that it will not come back to you void, but it will accomplish everything that it's sent to do. So we are praying that when that word go out, Father God, that things will change and something will happen now in the name of Jesus. Because, God, it's even time for your body now to come together and sound the alarm. Let the enemy know that he can come, he can destroy, he can do whatever he wants to, but he can't win because we're on the winning side. So, Father, we're praying for those people now in the name of Jesus, praying that you will keep them, Father God. Praying, Father God, for those, Father God, that every day they're hiding out, God, in mountains. They're hiding out in places, God, where they're not able to get water or any other supplies. So, Father, we're asking that you open that up, God, so that they're able to get what they need, having every need met in you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Help us to know, Father God, that we are winners. That prayer changes things. So right now, Father God, we pray believing that this thing is about to turn around. We're praying, Father God, we can put more men in the air, more men on feet. But, Father God, we need God. We need you, Father God. So we're calling upon you in these last days, Father God, to be our helper, to be our guide. Help us to depend totally on you, dear God, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we are saying that no weapons formed against those people going to prosper in the name of Jesus. We're praying, God, that you keep them safe. We're praying, Father God, that you lead them to a higher place, Father God, in the name of Jesus. But most of all, we pray for their souls, Father God. We pray that they make you God. We pray, Father God, that they know where their help come from, that they look to the hills from which cometh their help and know that their help come from the Almighty God. God, you can do all things. So, Father, we entrust now these people into your care because they are yours. You are the creator of all things. Everything was made by you and for you, Father God. And you know exactly what to do. So, Father God, we place those people now in your care. We're believing that because we've asked and we've asked in faith, it shall be done. God, we are praying now that ISIS will be destroyed. Every man, Father God, that have come against you, Father God, that's coming against you, will be destroyed in the name of Jesus. They are not be able to continue to do what they are doing now, Father. The traps that they have set for man, we said that they're going to fall in them traps themselves, Father God. Everything that they have done against the enemy going to turn around and be done to them in the name of Jesus. So we're asking you, Father God, you've done it before and you will do it again. God, you have just taken a few, 300, God, and came in and destroyed a mass army. So we know you can do it. There's nothing new today, Father God. There's nothing that haven't been done before. You're the same God today, yesterday, and tomorrow. So we are depending on you, Father God, to actually literally destroy the enemy now in the name of Jesus so that those, Father God, who has called you God, those that have made you Savior, Father God, those who have turned all the way around, we're asking now for your protection. God, we ask that you keep them. We ask, Father God, that you deliver them from that trials and tribulations that they're going through right now in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus, and we cover them now with the blood of Jesus, from the crowns of their head, God, to the toes and on their feet in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you from where our blessings flow. We thank you, God, for everything that you've done and what you're doing. We thank you for hearing the prayers of the righteous. As we come before you, God, whatever we ask in the name of Jesus, we're expecting it to come to pass. So we are expecting a good report in the name of Jesus. And we give you praise, we give you honor, and we give you thanks. It's in Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Father God, we just give you glory and praise tonight as we pray, coming to pray for the body of Christ, that there will be unity in the body of Christ.
Yes.
Father, we pray right now. You said, behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. Lord, let unity come in the body of Christ the more. In the name of Jesus, we pray right now, Lord God, that you would touch and give us the mind of Christ. So many of us don't have the mind of Christ because Christ had the mind to follow the Father. In the name of Jesus, we say, let your will be done, even as Christ said, let his will be done. Help us to say, Father, let your will be done in the name of Jesus. And when we allow your will to be done, all of us will come into the unity in the name of Jesus. And Father, even Jesus prayed that make us one, even as you and he are one. Help us to become one in this body, under your headship, in the name of Jesus, just like a natural body, Lord God, with its one head, in the name of Jesus, and every part of the body must operate. Help the body to operate according to where you have placed them in the body, and help us not to try to take some other place, but just to abide where you put us. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God. So we lift up the body tonight, that the body will just come up under you and be directed by you. If you say turn left, let the body turn left. If you say turn right, let the body turn right. And right now, Lord God, you said the body need to come together and pray and lift you up and to magnify you. And the body needs to come in line with the head. And Father, your word said, let this mind be in us that was also in Christ Jesus. Help us have the mind of Christ in the name of Jesus. Your mindset was to do the will of your Father in the name of Jesus, and help the body to be transformed by the renewing of their mind. Lord, so many of us in the body have not been renewed, or we've lost that renewing. But Father, we pray that you would bring us back, that our minds would be renewed, that we'll be ready to come together as one and be on one accord in the name of Jesus. And God, we thank you tonight. We believe you, Lord, for unity in the body. We believe you, Lord God, that this body is going to come together. And Father, we pray that even as the body come together and pray, that revival will break out in the land as never before, because we are on one accord. Even as the children tried to build a tower of Babel, Lord, they came on one accord, and you said if you had not come down and said anything, they could have done it. So we know the power of being on one accord and being in unity with one another. Help us, Lord God, to do it your way in the name of Jesus. If we would listen to you, you said if we be willing and obedient, we would eat the good of the land. If we be willing and obedient, Lord God, we could do those things that you call us to do. Lord, if we be willing, obedient, come on in unity, Lord, a lot of things would be stopped in this land. So help us as the body of Christ to become one, even as you and the Father are one. Help us, Lord God, not to have isms and schisms in the body, but let us be on that one accord to do your will, not our will, but thine will be done. In Jesus' name, and we thank you, Lord God, that we believe you by faith that this body is going to operate according to your perfect will. In Jesus' name, amen, amen.
Amen.
Father God, in the precious name of Jesus, Lord, we come this afternoon, Lord God, we come just asking you to forgive us for all our shortcomings, for all our wrong that we have done this day. We pray that you, Lord God, will look down on your people right now, Lord. We ask you to look down on that human traffic, Lord God, and we pray that you look down on the drug traffic too, Father. We know, God, that you see the condition and the thing that's going on in the land right now, Father. We know, God, that you said in your word to just trust in you, Lord God, that you would open up the wells of heaven. You would pour out you will pour out the blessing, Lord Jesus. And so, God, we pray right now in the name of Jesus that you, Lord God, will just touch right now in the name of Jesus. And you will have your way with these people, Lord God, that's doing this wrong. And help them to see their fault. Help them to see their self, God. Give them knowledge and give them wisdom. And let them realize they're doing the wrong thing as people come to them. Let them know, God, that you're the only one that can open that door and make that way for them. But, God, as they go forward and they do the things they do, God, help them, Lord God, that they're going to be repaid for the wrong that they have done. And, oh, Father God, we pray, God, that you, Lord God, will put them in that secret place, that place that you will see that's what they're going through, and help them to cry out to you. Just cry out to you, Lord God, and knowing that you're the only one that's going to give them the relief or the help that they need as they go through this situation that they're going through. Father God, some is going and they're doing one thing and some doing another. But we know, God, that you know all about the situation that's going on in the name of Jesus. Let them understand, God, what's going on in the land. Open up their eyes and let them see, God, that it's wrong that they're doing these things to these young people or whoever it might be or how they selling dope or how they're doing different things. Let them realize, God, that is so much is wrong what they're doing, Heavenly Father God. Oh, Father God, let them give them understanding. Give them an eye to see that you are the one that they should look to when they need money. You know, they need money and they go to these kind of people. And let them know, God, that's not it. That's not what they should be doing, God. Oh, Father God, touch their hearts right now, God, and turn their minds around. Give them a mind of Christ that they'll cry out and they'll call on your name, God, and they'll look to you. They'll look to the hills from which coming their help, God. That they'll look to you, Lord, and understand that you are the way, God. You are the truth, what they need, that they will trust you and lean not to their understanding and call on you in a time like this, Lord God. Help them right now, Lord God. Give them that understanding, God. Give them that strength. Give them that knowledge. Help them from fainting in the way that they go through, Lord God. Oh, Father God, touch that wicked man that's going through, that's doing things to people that's not right, God. Touch their hearts right now and change their hearts and their mind and help them to come humble to you, Lord God. Cry out to you, Lord God, that you will give them the strength to hold on in a day and time like this. Touch these young people, Lord God. Oh, God, we just thank you right now. We even thank you for the one that they found, Lord God, the one that they have already found that came back from the human trapping. We thank you for them right now, Lord God, for the three that was okay that they came back, Lord God. That I know, God, that they probably was crying out to you, and you hear them in their secret place, God, in that secret hole or wherever they might have been at, God. But I'm so grateful, God, and we're so thankful, God, for your word, because we know that the word of God is what we have to live and stand on. And so, God, we pray right now that you'll continue to look down on each and every place and everywhere they may be scattered or bored at right now, that their cry would be cried, that they'd be heard, that they would more come from that situation. They would more cry out to you, that the land, the things would be done for God in the name of Jesus, according to your word, according to your spirit, that you would just send an angel to touch them, God. Send an angel to open up that door for them. Send an angel to open up that window, whatever they need, God, in the name of Jesus. And we just want to thank you for it, God. We just want to thank you for covering them with your blood right now, Lord, for protecting people, Lord, that's going through different kind of human traffic right now, Lord. And we pray for those people out there on the drugs. We pray for those kind of people, Lord God, those that stand around thinking that is something that they should be doing. But, God, let them know that's wrong. It is so wrong that they do go around and do this kind of situation, God. Let them have a mind. Let them have the understanding and know, God, that you see and you know all things. And you are able, Lord God, to deliver them. You are able to set them free. And, God, we pray that you would let it be done in your will, God. And we're going to thank you for it, and we're going to count it done, because we know there ain't nothing too hard that you can't do, Lord God. We know that you's able, and you see every hiding place, every situation that's going on in the land right now. And we're going to count it done in Jesus' name. Amen.
Glory to the Most High God. We praise and honor him. I praise God for the prayers. Before we go and take in any prayer requests tonight, I want to find out where the prophetess Cindy is on the line. Prophetess Jones, are you online? Evidently she's not. So in the meantime and so forth, we're going to cover the youth tonight, and then we're going to go ahead and take prayer requests. So if you have any prayer requests that's on your heart, or you can be prepared as soon as I cover the youth, then we're going to go ahead and pray for those that have some challenges that are going on in their lives right now, whether it's been healing or family members or others that you, or things that you've seen or been revealed to you by circumstances or whatever, then we'll cover those things. Father, in Jesus' name, as we come again before your presence, we thank you for the prayers that's gone forth, and we thank you for the mighty move of God in the midst, no matter what it looks like, sound like. We stand on your word that it shall come to pass. We pray continuously for our youth in this hour and this time, and the forces of the enemy that come to try to steal the seed and have stolen some. But we are thanking you, Lord God, for your word, that you will let us know and so forth. We pray and stand on your word and stand on your truth. Glory to God that you're going to turn some things around. We believe in you that the heart of our youth, even some that might fall into rebellion or stubbornness or disobedience, God, we are praying that that heart be changed. Take out a heart of stone, put in a heart of flesh. Give them a mind set to respect, glory to God, their parents, respect, glory to God, those that are in authority, respect, glory to God, themselves, and be able to have a mindset to want better in life and to do better. And even when the enemy have their minds all twisted and caught up in the fabulous and the gold and the bling bling and everything that's going on, instead of recognizing and so forth like that, there's a price to be paid for it. And some are just giving up their lives and so forth just to be able to get caught up in the fact that, you know, they want the fast money, they want this and that. Some under peer pressure, and they're pressured into things because they're looking at circumstances and situations that they want to be a part of, and sometimes they're going along with certain things that can cost them their lives. Some are caught up in drugs and alcohol and this, that, and the other. Other ones are caught up in illicit sex. This one is caught up over to God and gangbanging and whatever. And others are caught up in because they've been abused at home, or they've been raped, they've been molested, or other things that happen, and the enemy has come into their minds, and certain things have, some things are generational curses that the enemy has done. Some is because alcoholics in the family, and an alcoholic they've taken on. Some they just tested the ground for drugs, or tested the ground for alcohol, or tested the ground for this, that, and that one night stand could have cost them their lives. That one hit that night, glory to God, could have cost them. Some have been crippled and been abused and accused and ostracized and criticized, and so now they're just caught up in another world of just whatever pleases them or appeases them. Some no regard for life anymore. They just whatever, just kill you just for the fact that you looked at me hard, or you stepped on my toe, or you whatever. The devil is at work in so many, and not just for the youth, but all over. But he is targeting them because he want to destroy them. But God, we know there's some that's trying to live safe and live holy and live righteous. We pray for those that don't know you and the partner that says, open their hearts, give them a mind to want to be saved. We pray for people to cross their path as we pray for the body of Christ, and pray for them to be in their rightful position and place, so that way we can be available to be able to want to snatch that one out of the course that they're on for leading to hell or leading to destruction or trying to destroy others. God, help us even and more so that we can be available to encourage, to enlighten, and to be led by the spirit of fear and torment, or the enemy try to bring to the body of Christ that don't know what to touch on. But our faith got to be built up in the Lord, so we'll know how to go out and how to come in and what to say and when to say it and what to do. God, give us that strategy. And help us to have the faith to know so we can be able to cause a change to take place, so we can speak life into them, go over there, not only through the power of prayer, but those that we can reach in the name of Jesus. God, we just pray for a change. We're praying for doors to be open. We're praying for deliverance. We're praying for so many that's been caught up in trap because somebody snatched them off the street, this, that, and the other, got them caught up in drug trafficking, got them caught up in human trafficking. so many devices, even from the internet, from this, that, and the other, from others, even from my, sometimes from our instructors in school and so forth like this, or sometimes manipulating and doing things that shouldn't be. God, I'm praying for exposure. I'm praying, Lord, without the covers coming up. I'm praying the more that we pray and seek out your face, anything that's hidden in the dark, you bring it to light. Things that you reveal unto us as we stand forward, stand firm on your word in the name of Jesus. So, God, we just bless you. We pray for deliverance, and we pray and encourage those that are standing firm on your word, is standing, Lord. We pray for the encouragement with the pressure of life, Lord, where the enemy try to come in and cause peer pressure for them, and even the pressure that the enemy is using now for the young people and trying to make this one and so forth feel like you're a man if you can go lay with this girl or the girls and so forth to give it up because you know this not the right thing these days and stuff like this to be a virgin. The blood of Jesus, what all kinds of pressure, the stuff that is showing on the internet, the pornography, everything that the devil is doing, we plead the blood of Jesus, bind it up, command the enemy to loose his hold and go back to the dry places from whence it came. We speak life. We speak forth, Lord God, that your word will come forth and that your will be done in the name of Jesus. We're praying for change. We're praying a blood covering over them and protection and shield. We're praying for those to come into their path, Lord God, will speak and encourage them to continue and to make good of their lives in the name of Jesus. We thank you. They'll be raised up to be used for the greatly for the Lord in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. At this hour, if we have any prayer requests, we're going to go ahead and take those prayer requests now. And we thank the Lord so for the blood covering over and the protection and the shield for those that are standing in the gap and the blood covering. Glory to God for God to continue to bless and stir up the anointing in those vessels of the prayer warriors and the intercessors, that they continue to be blessed in the financial blessing, spiritual and healing and deliverance, whatever it may be. We bind up every satanic and demonic force that will come against these vessels, and we speak life and health and wholeness in Jesus' name. Financial blessings as well. So this time, any prayer requests out there, we're going to take those, and then we're going to pray, and as the Lord bless, we'll cover those things, and then believe God by faith, and then we'll be released from the line. So are there any requests right now for prayer?
I have one. Just continue to pray for my health. Been battling this dizziness for a while and had been 4 days, had not needed any medication. And later on this evening, I start getting dizzy again. So just keep me in prayer about that. And also I'm having some issues with my knees. And just asking for God's wisdom and what's my next step about that is. So just keep me lifted in prayer for those two things.
Praise God. We certainly will. Any more
requests?
I have
a prayer for that man named Henry for counsel.
Okay. Henry. Okay. He's the one you were talking about earlier with they found another spot or some more cancer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, and also, did you say something about his sister got some concerns, or was she heartbroken right now? You said one of the sisters. What's her name?
Yeah, her name is Dorothy.
Dorothy, the sister. Any other requests? Okay, I have a request too. Just asking the Lord to bless. I want to seek out His face for some directions for some things for my body, as well as praying for some things concerning ministry. I want a clear, precise direction on some things that I have before Him. So just asking for prayer for that. If we don't have any more, then what we'll do now is give one more opportunity. Is there any other prayer requests out there? If not, we're going to cover these requests. And then, if not, unless the Lord give a word tonight, then we're going to be released from the line. But I certainly do praise and thank the Lord for the power of His move of the Spirit tonight as well. Amen. Bless the Lord. Is there any more prayer requests? Okay. At this time, praise God, we're going to go ahead and pray for Pastor Bird, and Pastor Bird, would you also pray for? I'll be praying for your covering. Everybody will agree. And then if you pray for Sister McCormick that asked prayer for Henry, reoccurrence of some cancer in his body, and also for his sister's encouragement. She's taking it pretty hard, evidently. So you pray for those two things, those two people, and I'll be praying for you. And Mother McCormick, you can cover me. That'll be fine, because I just thought about it. I just put a prayer request out there, too, so you can cover. We'll do this briefly, however the Lord direct. So, Pastor Burge, you can go ahead and pray for Henry and Dorothy.
Hallelujah. Praise God. God, we just give you praise. We come boldly now to your throne of grace, God, and we ask you for mercy as we lift up Henry to you right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. For Henry is wonderfully and fearfully made, God, in your image and in your likeness. You created him, God, and you created that body. God, we come against every sickness and disease now in the name of Jesus. We come against cancer. Cancer is not greater than the name of Jesus. So, God, we come and we lay him at the foot of the cross. We speak healing to his body now in Jesus' name. We command every cancer cell, God, to come from that body now in the name of Jesus. We're praying, Father God, healing to his body, healing to his mind, healing to his soul, Father, in Jesus' name. By your stripes, he is already healed. So, Father, we thank you now, and we come against the spirit of infirmity, God, that have come against his body. So we thank you, Father, as he walk and seek after you, Father God, that he is healed and he is whole in the precious name of Jesus, according to your word now, in Jesus' name. And God, we do lift up his sister, Father God, as she walked through this with the brother. Help her to know, Father God, that there's nothing too hard for you. Help her to know, Father God, that she can come and ask for the perfect will of God to be done, and it shall be done. So we ask, God, that you not just touch her heart, because you came, God, to bind up the broken hearts, Father. So just touch her body, God, and help her to know that you're still in charge, that you still rule and you still reign. Doesn't matter, because we all fear sometimes when it comes to that name of cancer. But help her to know, God, that there's a name that's greater than cancer, and that name is Jesus Christ. So, God, we just bring her right now to you. You give a hug, God, as only you can give. Let her know, God, that you will never leave nor forsake her. And, God, even as she's walking through, that you're walking through with her. So, Father, we just thank you for Dorothy now. Give her peace of mind, Father, as she walked through this situation with her brother, that all things are going to work out for her good. In the name of Jesus and her brother, Father. And we just thank you for them now. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen.
Amen. And Sister McCormick says you already prayed earlier anyway today for health. Just go ahead and just pray for the directions that I'm listening for the Lord to give me. So you can just cover just the directions that I'm listening for the Lord concerning some things with ministry.
Okay. Father God, in the precious name of Jesus, Father, we ask you right now in the name of Jesus that you will look down on Sister Hubbard right now, Father. We pray that you will touch right now, and we ask you to direct her in the ministry which way that you will have her to go, Lord God. You know her concern. You know her condition, Lord God, the things that she do, Lord God, and you know that she's a woman of God that stands on the word, God, and we pray that you will continue, Lord God, to help her, Lord God, to be in that secret place where you want her to stay at, Lord God, that you can use her and you can take her through, Lord God. Let her realize, Heavenly Father, that you see and you know the direction that you will have her to go in. And, God, you give her that peace and that mind to continue to be strong and stay firm and stay on the wall and to do the will that you have called her out to do, God. We pray that she won't fret in no kind of way, God, that when the enemy tried to come, God, she would still know that you have set her on this wall to do the work that you have signed her to do. Father God, we ask you to continue, Lord, to encourage her heart. And when in times when she's alone by herself, when things are happening to her, God, we pray that you will encourage her in many ways, God, because you said in your word, God, that you would never leave her nor forsake her, God. And we pray that you will keep her alert around her as she go places and as she do the work and the job that you have set her out to do, God, in the name of Jesus. And let her know, God, that you is the one that's able to supply all her needs as she go forward and do this work that she have to do, that she won't have to want for anything, because you said in your word you will supply all her needs through your glory and richness. So, God, help her not to be fretful about what she needs, because let everything come to her, God, that you'll supply what she needs, that she won't have to want for anything, God, in the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, as she go forward, give her the direction that you will have her to go forward and do. And, God, reveal it to her and help her to know it's you, Lord, that's the one that's put her wherever you want her to be and assign her where she may go. And, God, and put your agreement on that, on it right now, God, and let it be done in your name, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Praise the Lord. And, Father, as we come in your presence now, we do give you glory and praise and thank you for this prophet, this anointed vessel that you have set aside for such a time as this in this earth realm, that you will bless Pastor and touch her body where this dizziness, when this equilibrium, the vertigo has been causing some problems off and on. We thank you for that relief for those 4 days, but we know the attack going to come prior to getting ready to have prayer tonight. We know it's satanic. The devil is a lie. But God, we know in your word you said by your stripes we were healed. Healing is in your wings. You sent your word already out to heal. It's the thief that came to steal and cause this disruption. But we come against every infirmity that come up against her in that body in the name of Jesus. And we speak forth deliverance that you reveal in the name of Jesus, where this thing is coming from, that it would not be a reoccurrence. And we're going to stand in the gap and stand firm on your word until the manifestation come forth. You said, ask and it shall be given, seek you shall find, knock and the door shall be open. And we're going to keep knocking, keep seeking, and keep standing, glory to God, until you being persistent, until you reveal yourself. The direction that she needs, even from concerning the issues with her knees, God, we are thanking you, Lord God, for still standing on that word, that you're going to give her directly how she need to be, how this need to be done. But we are thanking you for your divine healing, whether it comes through glory, giving the wisdom through the doctors, any procedures, or whether you just divinely just touch that body and bring about that change. So, God, we give you glory, and we give you praise, and we give you honor. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, for Pastor Tweedy, too, God, for whatever challenge has come about in her life. God, we just thank you, Lord God, for being overcome and triumphant and victorious, that, God, as you bring her through and bring her out, that she will continue to stand fast and hold fast and continue to speak and do and decree what the Lord gave her to do in the name of Jesus. We pray for Pastor Burton. You continue to bless her and even glory to God with the challenges that are ahead, that, God, as you have already made the way clear, you're going to make the crooked path straight. We thank you for favor and turning some things around in her favor. And we also thank you for Pastor Dorsey, that, God, and the persistence and the pursuing for her and her husband carrying out the word and the messages that you place in their spirit to stand and decree and declare and to cry loud and spare not and tell God's people of the transgressions and also for the exalting in the name of Jesus. We pray that you continue to bless and thank you for favor and for what she's doing. Continue to pursue and help even the mission, even for the divine connection. God, we thank you for petty gains, God. We thank you for touching her body. We thank you for that prophet. We thank you, Lord God, believing you as you continuously break work miracles in her body, and she's still speaking in the Korean and declaring what your word says and reaching out to others, God, even in the challenge with her kidneys. But I'm thanking you, Lord God, that we still stand in the gap believing you for divine healing for that body in the name of Jesus, that you continue to keep her encouraged. Thank you for her husband. Thank you for a man of God that's standing with his wife and they're working in ministry together. Pray you continue to encourage. Pray for Pastor Danny going through with her husband still in her body. God works the miracles out, even for the challenges and the finances and the healing that is needed and all the things where the enemy is coming and bombarding from every angle. But God, nevertheless, when the enemy comes in like a flood, you'll raise up the standard. You said no weapon formed. They're forming against a lot of us. But glory to God, you told us that it's not going to prosper. It may seem like he is getting the upper hand, but God, help us to keep the faith and help us to keep our mind being renewed to know, glory to God, what your word says, it shall come to pass. And God, even when we get weary, glory to God, help us to get strengthened back in your word and take courage and stand fast and be like that tree planted by the rivers of water that we shall not be moved. And help us to remember to pray ye one for another, walk in forgiveness, walk in love, because the enemy coming in through all kinds of different devices and situations and circumstances that try to cause us to deviate off the path or to force to be discouraged or and force to lose courage and get faint-hearted. But he's a lie in the blood of Jesus. Help us to lift one another up and keep each other built up. And God, I thank you for the power of restoration. I thank you for revival. I thank you for renewing, glory to God, renewing us in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord God, for the wisdom. I thank you, Lord, for your healing. I thank you for the power of intercession with the power of prayer, with the power of forgiveness. I thank you for your love and your mercy. I thank you, Lord God, for this divine connection in prayer that we can be divinely connected around the globe, glory to God, in prayer and believing you by faith for a miraculous move of God. We just bless you today. We honor you. Keep us covered. We bind up the deaf demon that comes to steal and the spirit, glory to God, that comes to taunt and agitate. Now, glory, we come against the foul spirits, glory to God, are coming against our bodies. We speak forth healing and we speak forth health, the things that we can see and we can't see. We stand in the gap to know that you see all things, know all things, omnipotent, omnipresent. So nothing gets by you that you don't know about before it gets here. So, God, help us to trust you to walk us through it and that we will stand firm on what your word is saying. We need your help. We need your strength like never before so we can walk, glory to God, in this walk with patience and assurance. And, glory, I know that we're insured by you in the name of Jesus. We love you, we appreciate you, and we glorify you in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. Is there anything else that we left out or something need to be said, then? I didn't get to call Sister Bradshaw, but I pray God's blessing for her and her husband. You continue to bless them and keep them covered under the blood and continue to move in their lives and their families in Jesus' name. Amen. And pray for Prophet Cindy that you continue to bless, because every time she tries to come on, the adversary could still continues to come up against her body or some setbacks or some setups. But God, I thank you for increased blessings and healing and deliverance and bringing her through and bringing us out. But she is overcoming. Thank you that she shall live and not deny and declare the works of the Lord, and that she's still standing, that she's coming through this thing. And God, use her for your glory. Stir up that anointing in her. Help her not get faint-hearted, but help her to stand firm no matter what it is. And some things that she had before you right now, they'll work around in her favor in Jesus' name through your word. We thank you for it and we glorify you in Jesus' name. All right, my dears, praise the Lord. Is there anything else from the Lord or anything God placed in you all spirit before we hang up? One thing I do want to apologize for those that I didn't even get to remind you of, and I went through a challenge this week with my body and so forth, so I did not remember that this is the fourth Sunday this week, and so I missed coming on the Blog Talk Radio for the ministry part, for the message on Sunday, and Pastor Dorsey reminded me of it and apologized, but we will be coming on Sunday at 5. Those that will be available to listen in and to come in to hear on Sunday, it'll be 7 o'clock Eastern time and 6 o'clock this time. So whatever time you tune in to hear, of course, the guest number is 657-383-1125. And if you come online to hear, whether you do it live or you do it later, it's blogtalkradio.com/divineconnection. And divine is spelled with the D-E-V-I-N-E, connection, how we're spelling it for the ministry. blogtalkradio.com/divineconnection. That's for the ministry on the 2nd and 4th, and also we're doing it the 5th this time because I missed the 4th. Anytime you want to come on, that's for live or that day, or if you want to hear it and go and pull the message up later or either some of the previous prayers and in the night after, I don't know if it's going to be the next hour or whatever, it'll be live. I mean, after we come off live, then it'll be where you can be able to hear it too. You can't use the call-in number just to hear the old messages and whatever like this, but you can use the Blog Talk Radio, Divine Connection, whether you do it on your phone or whether some can do it on their phone, others can do it your online if you have a smartphone. But either one of the numbers or the Blog Talk, when it's live, you can come in on that then. Only thing it is, you just can't do after the session is over. You have to go through the .com. Other than that, I do apologize, but things happen in life, and so we keep praying, and he's speaking healing to our bodies and praying that we be on our post when it's necessary. But in the meantime, I do praise God for you all and thank the Lord for you being online. And if there's nothing else, we're going to speak divine, the Lord blessing and blood covering, and we're going to say shalom, shalom. Mm-hmm.
Shalom.
Praise God.
Praise God.
Okay, then. Bless the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We thank you. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus.
Bless Amen.
Cover. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Is this my sister from Georgia?
Yes, it is.
How you doing? I thought that was you. Praise God. You doing all right?
Praise
God.
On the back end, but amen. Thank you for prayers and all. Amen.
We bless. We praise God. We got to keep each other covered under the blood. That's for sure.
Amen. Amen. In a time like this, amen. That God is doing some awesome things and some things we don't even understand yet. He's doing it.
Yes.
Amen. Praise God. There's a lot of things that are transpiring and a lot of things, like I said, we don't even understand. We can talk about it, but it doesn't add up to any sense to us, but it makes sense to God.
That's
Amen.
Right.
Praise.
Well, I thank the Lord that we're going to keep each other lifted before the Lord, and regardless of what the enemy says or has said, he is going to prove himself every time. I bless you, Lord. Glory to God, and thank you for what you're doing in the body and what you're doing through the power of intercessor. And as we pray ye one for another, we're standing on the promises of the Lord, because we're at a time now the enemy want to fight and cause us to lose heart and become faint-hearted and cause us to get to the place that we're just doing enough to get by. And that's we can't afford that, because he said hot or cold, lukewarm, I'll spew you out. And we can't afford to lose out on the blessed plan and give up our birthright. But that's what he does. He agitate, aggravate, do whatever, and come in places, and like he had warned us last year before the new year came in, that he's going to start challenges through our homes more, going to start challenges, you know, in ministry, going to start challenges in our health, going to start challenges in other things, and betrayal and all kind of other foolish. But he was said, keep looking to him, keep focused, and don't allow those things to cause us to derail the path, because he has a plan for us, and he wants to use us greatly in the greater work. And God kept using a few of y'all prophets to confirm even the more in this last hour, in the last days. But it is it's very challenging. And some people and so forth like this now, if it's not coming through sickness, if it's not coming through some things in ministry, if it's not coming through in their homes and stuff going twisty, tipsy-turvy, to keep us from focusing on the plan that God has for us to do ministry, for us to help one another, for us to build the body of Christ, for us to stay focused on the plan that he has for us, and to know some of the things that he's promised, even though it's been a long time coming, that we're on the brink of it, but the enemy's going to make it look like it's not going to come to pass, and just to give up on the vision, give up on the dream. Shalom, Messiah, hallelujah. That's his plan. But God, like never before, we need your strength for us to be able to stand and press and pursue and to stay in that word and help us to not get faint-hearted. We need him like never before. Oh, yes, Lord, praise God. And definitely those ones that are standing firm and standing like you all and some of the others that in ministry and reaching and upholding, uncovering some things and tearing down some strongholds and revealing some tactics of the enemy. He can't stand that. Anything that's going to be doing with exposing the enemy's territory coming over in that area, he don't want it to be done. But the God that we serve is greater than he that's after us, that's trying to tear us down and trying to destroy. He said we're more than conquerors. We can do all things through Christ, but we got to keep renewing our strength in that word and that determination to keep speaking and decreeing, standing together. That unity is so important. We stand, glory to God, as one, but we got to stand in the body as one. We have to. We need each other. And the enemy wants to keep us scattered and divided, and anything he can do to have us looking cross-eyed at each other. But if Jesus had not, Isha, after everything that then went on, he could have just quickly called the angels and been up out of here and left us in the state we were in, none of us would be here. But because he loved teaching us how to walk in that agape, that forgiveness, and yeah, it's going to hurt. Yeah, it's going to be disappointing. Yeah, it's going to seem like you're not making any progress. Oh, sometimes we're going to get discouraged. Sometimes that's why we need one another. That's why you say pray one for another, bear one another's burden, strong bear the infirmities of the weak. That's why we need that, because sometimes I can get weak, you can get weak, the bishop can get weak, the apostle can get weak, because there's certain things the enemy going to come, and he ain't going to come at the same way as he know we've been victorious, and he'll start bombarding us with this and that and that and this and piece of this and that, so that way he can, like, wow, pounce on us.
Nevertheless, the greater man on the inside of us, and go, that's why you send help and reinforcement. Oh, that's why it's important to one chase that thousand, 10 foot, oh, and when we come together in agreement, oh, but he wants to keep us divided. But nevertheless, it's a work being done, and some changes are taking place, and God's hand is at, you know, is at work. We're seeing some things done, even though it may seem like it's like a snail, but the devil is a lie, because all of a sudden he can pour out the windows of heaven, pour it out, and all of a sudden change can take place. Blow up this foolishness of ISIS, change the heart of man, turn some things around in here, do this, do that, whatever. We never know when that outcome, all those prayers be built up. We never know when the explosion is going to take place, that dunamis power of his word, and change. This is quick as, like, soon as they said, okay, oh, the rights of the gays, okay, of the homosexual, we could, in a matter of a day, all across the United States, this, how much power do you think with God blessing agreement that we'll be in a place that a miraculous move of God can take place as we're standing?
Okay.
Yes,
okay.
Indeed. So I'm telling you, it's an hour like never before to hold fast, stand fast, be persistent, pursue. Ah, Sheba, we'll be a force to be reckoned with. We can't afford to be in a place where POWs. Oh, now we're prisoner of war with the enemy. Oh, now MIA, we are missing in action. Oh, KIA, we kill in action. The devil will lie. If it's so, let it be to the glory and the honor of the Lord. Whatever it is, turn reverse. Not because the enemy came in and destroyed.
Okay.
It's all for the glory. Ha, blah, blah, blah. Didn't say glory to God, Paul and Silas, when they outdoing the work of the kingdom of God, thrown in jail. And when they got, no, Paul didn't say, oh, you know what? Now listen, no, either Silas, if you hadn't prayed so hard, if you hadn't did this, or you want. They went in and they sang. They glorified the Lord through prayer. And the power of God came up in that place. Sugar was a jailhouse rock. Not only that, the jailer household. God have a plan in everything that go on with us. That's why he said, I'll work things for the good. But the enemy wants us to capitalize on our misery. What's happening right at this moment? Don't know that God got a plan on the other side of this. And even Peter, when he was after his brother James was killed and he was in prison, what happened? This man laid down in all the cordons of soldiers, locked down, chained down, with the sleep, resting in whatever God do. Ever be, whether it be on this side or the other side, it is well. You talking about, woo, it is well. And then come to find out what? God could waken him and then tell him he had, and had the angels waken him, got him up, put your sandals on. Didn't even rush, put this on, put that on, and walk out. He didn't even realize what was happening to the king through the gate. And then the people that's home praying, the power of prayer, that's what we're talking about. We got to believe in our power of prayer, but sometimes we can believe, but we think it's later on. God did such a miraculous. When Rhoda come to the door, she didn't come, close the door. Open the door, close the door. And then the ones on the other side didn't want to believe what they were praying for. God, don't get me stirred up.
Oh, Lord, I've got to watch the time. We're going to have to, we still have time, but we have to get off the air.
Boy, praise God. God is awesome. He is awesome.
You never know who's looking for food, who's looking for bread, who's looking for water.
Yes,
amen.
Yes, yes.
It's all good.
Amen.
Amen.
We bless God. We praise God. Oh, who else we have online with us tonight? Praise you, Jesus. God is good. Bless the Lord.
He is an awesome God.
He definitely is. I mean, there's none like him. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. Oh, glory to God. His name is worthy to be praised. And I'm telling you, some people can talk the talk, and they can even articulate well. But living the life is one thing, because some people got this word in intellect. They don't have it in the spirit. They got it down in their spirit, down in the marrow, their bones, and their shirt. That's why he said that out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speak. That's why when sometimes people get up under pressure, they're so quick to respond out of the flesh. Okay, you got it in your intellect. If you really got that relationship and got it going on, like what the Word of God says, you wouldn't be so quick to jump in, oh, okay, JC, I got this. Okay, and the moment you step out and do some things contrary to the will of God, you never know, that might be your last time. And it might be in a different direction it might be going. And my goodness, so sometimes, because it's in that heart.
Laugh at your calamities.
Oh, go ahead to Proverbs. Yeah. And he done reached out to us. And sometimes people put on a facade. They got the facade of, and the thing about it, and then those other ones got the they justify and deny and whatever. God don't want none of that, because we need to deny the flesh, crucify it, not deny the fact of why I did this, that, and the other. I responded and did this, the way I did. No, sir. God is not hearing that. Oh, you know my heart. He said the heart is deceitfully wicked. Who should know? And he said,
who should know it?
Yeah, and what it is, so what,
the word of the Lord says so.
He wants the heart change. That's why he said, my people praise me with their lips, but their heart be far from me.
Come on here now.
We got to wake up out of this sleep that we're in, because I pray a lot for the sleeping giant to wake up. It's so much unforgiveness in the body of Christ. It's so sad. It's unreal.
Amen.
It is unreal what is transpiring in the body right now. That's why we don't see those miraculous healing and deliverance and everything, that, and so much division and confusion and chaos and all of this other foolishness. That's why it's so easy for people to get so caught up in being so fretful and fearful and opening doors for them prestige and power struggles and all this other foolishness that goes on Hollywood Boulevard. Better get back on Straight Street on Glory Lane. But I tell you, I got fired up and got excited about Jesus. That devil in him fought me for almost a week being sick. The devil is alive.
Okay.
Oh, I thank you for
God. What God?
That's what makes a difference when we can get together.
What God?
Hey, Shabbat. Glory. Miando, Rese, Kiando, Resa.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father. You're so worthy, Jesus.
You don't know when you want it, but he's always on time.
My God, isn't he? Hallelujah.
Amen.
And when we think it's over, it's not over until God says over. The same like we done closed out the line, and look here. When God's not finished with something, the same we can be at a church service or a prayer meeting, and it looks like, oh, I got there late. He said, might have got there just in time for what was needed at the hour. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Sometimes, like the situation be looking so bad, and when is God coming in on this? It's over now. If he can resurrect from the dead, huh? Maybe they think it's over, and he can
bring
life back. What do you think about reviving a ministry or resurrecting a ministry?
I am his resurrection.
Resurrection of marriage or resurrection. Oh, Shabba, Lirambosha. Hallelujah. That's why we got to know that he has the last say so. Not that we're not going to get discouraged, because we all do. I don't care how anointed we are. But when you are somebody that gets discouraged about everything all the time, now, there's something wrong here with this picture. But there are going to be times in life, but nevertheless, the word comes back and revives us and raises us up and reassures us. And sometimes we may have to read it back over again and again and again and reminding him what his word says. Nevertheless, as we continue to hear that word, speak that, faith come by hearing and hearing the word of God. Keep on hearing it. But that negativity of coming up, we break us down and cause us to be
healed.
Yes, indeed. But to God be the glory. Thank him for his word and his power, for lifting in us and raising us up, and how he calls people to encourage each other and build each other. Because it's too much of tearing down in the body. But I thank God for his word is still alive and still quick. Quick.
Powerful.
Lord, I thank you. You're so wonderful. I thank you for your mercy and your grace. I thank you for the excitement of your word. I thank you for the peace that you give us and pass all understandings, even in the midst of turmoil and tragedy and this deceit and betrayal and even grief, how you come in and you give us that peace
that pass all understanding, that kind of joy, that kind of love that you've given us, that we can be overcome and triumphant. And even sometimes when we get knocked down, still your word and your love and your mercy and your grace that raises us back up. God, I thank you. I thank you for people of God that's still standing. And so the ones that have gone through some hard hits and you use them and revive them and brought them back up so they can encourage others, you can make it. You can get through. You can be triumphant. You can be overcome. You can be victorious, not only because God's word, it says he's proven it. It's not just a word. It's life. It's truth. God, I bless you for it. I thank you so much for the prayer warriors that are on this line and the ones that are around the globe and those, glory to God, that are still standing. They are not out there for recognition, for prestige, and for others to recognize who they are and playing power games. God, we thank you, Lord God, for those that are standing in truth, and it doesn't matter what man says, they're going to stand and tell the truth and walk in truth in the name of Jesus. So we're praying for more laborers in the vineyard that will stand and submit and commit and be dedicated and pledge their allegiance to you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I glorify you and I magnify you. We bind up every satanic and demonic force of the enemy that will come in against this prayer and the ones that have prayed already and this prayer and this anointing tonight, that come in and set up any traps or snares or sabotage or disappointments or hurts or whatever, or death or whatever kind of sickness and disease, whatever plots he already stealing our finances or coming in to rob or storms or whatever. We plead the blood of Jesus. We curse and cancel that work right now and plead the blood. We speak life and health and wholeness, and we'll be raised up to do what God calls us to do. We come against those forces that we even come against the ministries and the gifts and the calling that you have on our lives. We plead the blood of Jesus. We speak forth life, and that it shall come to pass, and we shall move out, and we shall accomplish, we shall carry out whatever mission God has for our lives in the name of Jesus. God, we decree and declare, God, help us to look at people according to what you see and not look at them as what our feelings and our emotions are and what they're doing at that hour. Even our own selves, help us to look at ourselves and see you, and see you in us and the plan that you have for us. Help us, glory to God, to know that we're fearfully and wonderfully made in you and not called, glory to God, to be set apart, to be trampled on, to stumble and fall and whatever. We're set apart for sanctification, to be a work, to be used for your glory and your kingdom in the name of Jesus. So, God, we just bless you. We pray for the body of Christ, for that healing and deliverance. We're praying for a change. We're praying, glory to God, for a significant move of God, that the world will be able to see, glory to God, that we are still standing and God is still moving and still doing great things. And every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that he is Lord. And everything going to have to bow at the name of Jesus, even those things that come against our bodies and come against us and our minds and ministries and whatever, it's going to have to bow. But help us to keep the faith, God, to stay encouraged and to encourage one another in the name of Jesus. And those things that are behind the scenes, help us stop denying and justifying those things that we need to come up in. Help to cleanse and examine ourselves daily that we may come up and do what you say and what you require of us. Help us, Lord God, to love past what we see. Love covers a multitude of faults, not condoning it, but covers it. But we'll be able to stand and pray and intercede and believe God as we help one another through these crises. In Jesus' name, that you become Lord. Amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Whew, God, I know you're doing this. Huh? Glory. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Well, my sister, I was so full of it, I just couldn't even stop. So, does anybody have anything to say before we hang up on this line, before they cut us off in a few minutes? We got just a few more minutes before the line cuts off. But I'll tell you, this is a move of God. Wasn't expected, but that's how he works, and that's good. Be in anticipation of expecting. Don't ever know how it's going to come, but thank you. My spirit has been just revived and just,
glory to God.
Excited tonight. I needed that. Praise God.
It's time to expect it.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. It's time to accept it. Amen.
That's
praise
right.
God. Moving. Amen. Praise God. He's moving like he want to move.
Praise
Amen.
God.
Praise God.
Thank
He's
you.
Moving powerfully quicker than any two
edges. Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise God. Because
glory
it is his glory. It is his manifestation. Power
yes.
and demonstration.
Praise
Amen.
God.
Praise God. Expect the unexpected.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Why do you hope for that which you see?
Mm-hmm. Well, tell me about it.
Amen.
Mm-mm.
God. Faith
bless
is the
God.
Substance the evidence of things not seen.
Yes.
Amen, praise God. And yet that is an awesome message.
That is a blessing. I praise God for he had you appointed at the time that you came on. I tell you, God is good. I wasn't sure, but then again, I'm like, whoa, see that appointed time. And then he had a purpose for it all. So, God, we just bless you and thank you. Help us some more to be led by your spirit and just trust the move of God no matter what. Just trust your move. Ah, that's
Amen.
A word for you too, Ms. BJ, right there. That's a word.
Amen. Amen. Confirmation
for
Amen.
He is so awesome. But I love you. I praise God for you. Pray and thank the Lord and believe in God that I apologized earlier to those that were on. I missed, and I think I already told you anyway, too, when we talked that I missed Sunday, but we will be on this Sunday right here and started on. So I had put the number back out there for everybody. I had given them the information with saying that anytime once it's off tonight, probably, I don't know, for the next 30 minutes or next hour, then we'll be able to hear the session again, and that's through calling in at 1-657-383-1125. 1-657-383-1125, the number that we're on now. And then for to be able to see it online, I mean hear it online, blogtalkradio.com/divine, spelled D-E-V-I-N-E, connection for this ministry. It says blogtalkradio.com/divine, D-E-V-I-N-E, connection. Praise the Lord. And so we're 6 o'clock Central Time and 7 o'clock Eastern for Sunday, this Sunday. And that'll be like the 2nd and the 4th, but we missed this 4th, so it's going to be this 5th. And then after that, you can also hear it on the other number also if it's live. But anytime after it's over, you can always go back and play them. I bless the Lord for you coming on when you did. Praise the Lord. Amen. So I guess before they get ready to tell me in another 25, 30 minutes maybe, because we didn't use the whole 2 hours, I'm going to let you be released from the line. The Lord say the same and be blessed of the Lord. And we say shalom and thank God for his move of his spirit. And whether we continue to pray ye one for another and stand on his promises to be manifested in our lives.
Amen. Elitriot.
Elitriot. Shalom. Be blessed of the Lord and have a wonderful night and great week. God bless.